Good morning. You're listening to Arts and More from WMUK, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Today we're going to talk about a place that's near the northern tip of Lake Michigan, about 30 miles off the coast of Charlevoix. It's called Beaver Island, and you could describe it as a little piece of Ireland surrounded by water. Irish immigrants settled here centuries ago, and now the island is full of musicians playing fiddles and flutes and bars and converted garages. It's a unique tradition, one that WMUK explored almost a decade ago in the documentary Golden Days and Friendly Faces.
People said, come on, come on, we're going, and we've got this boat, get on board, and boatloads came and moved into Beaver Island. This then became a Gaelic-speaking community.
Today, part of that Gaelic-speaking Beaver Island spirit still exists in Lower Michigan, too, with a group called the Beaver Island Club of Grand Rapids. It's made up of a bunch of former islanders, now in places like Grand Rapids, Detroit, and Chicago. Every year, they all gather at a local hotel to continue on the unique island traditions, and most importantly, to play traditional Irish tunes.
Way down in County Kerry, in a place they call Cali.
On Saturday, the club is marking its 50th anniversary in Grand Rapids, and the annual gathering has turned into a lot more than just a party.
Approximately 50 years ago, there were many islanders that moved off island and relocated in various parts, whether it be Chicago, Detroit, or Grand Rapids.
That's longtime Beaver Islander and club member Shirley Cole.
They sought each other out for house parties, which was a tradition that we had on the island. We'd get together, you know, for music and dancing, and they started doing this in Grand Rapids, and after, I don't know if it was the first year or two, the church mentioned that they needed a roof.
Cole is talking about the Holy Cross Church on Beaver Island. She says after hearing about this need, the members of the club took it upon themselves to help the island they loved so much. So when the next party came around, they asked each member to just give a little money. Not a huge amount, Cole says, but enough to re-roof that church.
And after that, it just took off from there. Every year they would collect monies and donate it back to the island community for whatever needs were apparent at that time. This is 50 years later, and we've probably given monies to almost every establishment or institution, you know, whether it be the fire department, the medical center, the senior center, the cemetery fund, the library fund. It's really been amazing what people have been able to do to come together.
When Cole talks about this do-it-together spirit, she says it's a lot different than just typical hometown pride.
Oh my gosh. It doesn't matter if you're a first cousin or a eighth cousin twice removed. Everybody is like family. And we trace our roots back to Ireland, and we're all connected, whether it be through blood or marriage. And so it's a very, very tight-knit community. The community really rallies around each other in times of need, you know, definitely. Whether your house burns down or somebody falls off a ladder and breaks a back or a foot or is laid up, you know, there have been all kinds of benefits, too numerous to mention.
Cole says this connection is what started these gatherings 50 years ago. People left Beaver Island after the summer, but they didn't want to wait a whole year to see these close friends again. So they arranged the party. And they brought down island musicians like Ed Palmer to play that unique Beaver Island style of Irish music. Cole says it's still the same today.
That's what the entire party is, not only trying to keep the island community coming together, but to preserve the traditional island music that we were born and raised on. And so we bring the island musicians down There's Irish music mixed in with what we call Iowa music, and they play for us all night. That dance floor is packed. Like my dad used to say, and Edward put on one of his albums, I think the floorboards in the hall would be flapping like loon wings when they would all be out there doing what we call a Beaver Island stomp, which is sort of a dance unique to the Islanders, kind of a two-step with a little shuffle in between. Everybody's got their own little twist on it, but that's what it's called, a Beaver Island stomp.
If you just showed up at one of the Beaver Island Club parties, you'd probably think that it was just that, a giant party. But Cole says there's something historic about these gatherings, too. Beaver Island is a tiny place, only around 600 people. Every year, people leave for new jobs or new families, so the community is spread out. But Cole says that it's here, at these gatherings in Grand Rapids, where the entire community can come together and share these traditions and songs that have been passed down for generations.
Let's have a blue up, Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the wall, let's go.
It's odd because I became part of the club when I moved to Grand Rapids about 15, 16 years ago. And I joined the club because I wanted to carry on, honor my father by keeping the music alive. You know, he always loved the party and very rarely missed one. And since then, in trying to keep this alive, we realized we're becoming the next generation. We're at that turning point. After 50 years, we're trying to bring in the next generation as well. And fortunately, there are quite a few talented younger Islanders who are carrying the torch, their tradition of Island music, that are able to pick out the tunes, sing the songs. So I think we have that going for us. But it'll be really interesting this year because we expect a large turnout of both the generation that preceded us and forming the club and the younger crowd coming up that will soon be taking over. We got fresh blood that is eager to see the keep the party going, and most importantly, to see the music continue. And that these are all the songs that our grandfathers and great-grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers and family members sang when they came to Beaver Island years ago.
Cole says this year's gathering is going to be special. Founding members will be there. People will dress up in black ties, suits, dresses, just like they did at that first party. But Cole's biggest hope is that the newest generation of Beaver Islanders can hear that old Beaver Island music and form that unique communal bond that inspired the first party 50 years ago. If you want to learn more about Beaver Island, WMUK will also be re-airing our own hour-long special, Golden Days and Friendly Faces, on Tuesday, March 22nd at 8 p.m. We've got links on our website. That's all for Arts and More this week. I'm Robbie Feinberg. You can hear the show on Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.